Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Normally heard on the Wintrust Business Lunch, as well as other times and days of the week. Here is Terry Savage busily scratching notes, it sounds like. Hi, Terry.
Yeah. The sky is falling.
Okay. Now, Lisa a moment ago said the sky's not.
Yeah. Well, the sky's falling. The market is falling. There's been a major change in sentiment. And that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean it's the end of America. But we've had some discussions about this Wednesdays on the Business Lunch when I'm there. And I think that I pointed out in a column, gee, in June, I quoted Jim Stack about the oncoming treacherous bear. So many warning signals, and it's not any one thing. People point to last Friday's jobs report. It wasn't so terrible. People point to earnings reports. None of them have been hit so terrible, but everything from McDonald's to other companies that deal with consumers going, not so great. The Fed comments, hey, we'll probably cut in September. That's more or less what they said, but they weren't worried about an economic slowdown. But the psychology jumped the gun, and the psychology has turned. Rushing for safety, bringing T-bill rates down almost 0.5% from where they were 3 weeks ago. And as, of course, as people want to buy them, the interest rates can go lower because there's so much demand. And mortgage rates, the 10-year treasury down dramatically now. So mortgage rates down from over 7% to just a little, 6.34, I think I heard, or 6.36 this week. That's an average. So some people will get under 6% if they've got great credit and want to look for a mortgage now or refi. So we have a major change in sentiment. Now, I will say the same thing I say every single time. You're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, early 50s. You're putting money away in your 401k every month. It's going in the S&P 500 fund. Don't stop doing that. It's not the end for America. However, as we've talked about before, when you're retired or no longer contributing or starting to be forced to withdraw through RMDs, you need to have the cash within your, not to take it out of your IRA, but to have the investments inside your 401k if they have money market funds, short-term bond funds, or money market account in your IRA so that you have the cash, you're not forced to sell if the market goes further down. I said the sky's falling to get your attention because I heard the promo. This is serious. Real money is disappearing. I think I just saw somewhere that tycoon lost $1 billion, you know, right away today. I mean, the fact is that when the market goes down, wealth disappears.
I'm still listening, Terry. I just wonder, though, if the fundamentals on Friday, why are you laughing?
Because, John.
I know. Okay. Fine. I know. It's not just the fundamentals that are at play here. But doesn't that give you a little resolve that things will repair themselves sooner than later, since maybe the market numbers don't justify this?
The market numbers always justify where they are. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, smarter money than yours and mine. I think when we look back on the crash of 89, it had to do with the dollar and interest rates. We're talking about 1989. When we look back, I don't think it will be the unemployment report that triggered this. I think it will be the acknowledgement that Warren Buffett, who has already a huge cash position, huge, and has publicly disclosed for, I think it's more than 6 months, sold half of his Apple position. That's like the most sacred holding. So if even the smartest money sells even the, quote, bestest stock, then somewhere along the line, everybody sits up and goes, wait a minute, the wind's blowing from a different direction. And you can talk about fundamentals and you can talk about technicals, but the market is the place where money agrees to meet, where buyers and sellers agree on a price. When buyers are more aggressive, that was the first thing someone ever told me when I was in my early 20s. What's a bull market? Buyers are more aggressive than sellers. What's a bear market? Sellers want to get out more than buyers want to get in. So a bear market officially is down 20%. We have seen, I've discussed this, bear markets. I've lived through three that took the Dow down 50%. And of course, all of those were at much lower levels than the 38,000, nearly 40,000, 39,000 that we're at now. We're 38,777. So it would have been insane to sell all your stocks 30 or 40 years ago in those bear markets. But if you are panicked, that's what happens, which is why you keep some chicken money on the side, because nobody has a perfect record
right
at timing the market.
Well, do you think that the, so just to interpret Warren Buffett selling off 50% of his Apple holdings, was the message then that because of a looming recession, people are going to have less money to buy Apple products, Apple's going to suffer, and he doesn't want to be holding the stock when that takes place. So he got out. Is that the
interpretation? Warren Buffett is, I can't put words in Warren Buffett's mouth. I've met him. I've interviewed him. I keep a tape up from, gosh, when was it? I think it was 2008, 2009, went in the middle of the financial crisis when I interviewed him. He's an optimist. I think I would guess, but I don't know for sure, that what Warren Buffett would say is that he's holding cash for an opportunity to buy bargains. Now, what we're seeing is that he already had cash. I don't think you're going to get any reports that Warren Buffett's running in today to buy bargains yet.
Do you think?
I don't think so.
But that will happen.
I think he's waiting. He decided over the recent weeks to sell some stock to raise more cash.
Yeah.
And since he's so good at it, I think I would presume that he thinks he'll deploy that cash from lower levels. Not that America's ending, not that stock market won't ever be over 40,000 again, but that he might find some better buys down the road and he wants to have cash. And when the smartest guy around with the longest, best track record around makes that kind of a statement by his actions, not that he said it, but that actions speak louder than words, that he raised cash, more cash, I think it behooves us to say, well, how strong am I going to be if it goes down another 10 or 15%?
Terry Savage is here, the money lady, normally heard on Lisa and Bob's show and on our Wintrust Business Lunch on Wednesdays. A couple more quick questions before I let you go, and maybe Lisa will call you later today. As the story evolves, what do you think about the Fed now?
My feelings about the Fed are completely unchanged. This is not about the Fed.
So you don't see them raising it or lowering it a half a point or three quarters?
Oh, I think the last thing, I know that Jeremy Siegel, a stock market guru, this morning called for an emergency Fed meeting to cut rates. The Fed doesn't want to be thought of as political, and the Fed equally doesn't want to be thought of as thinking that the stock market is what moves their minds. Although they would step in, I'm quite sure if there was a crash, this doesn't count anywhere near like a crash. This is a 2%, 3% decline. But the Fed, it has already signaled it sees the economy slowing. And barring anything unusual, it will probably cut a little bit in September. The last thing the Fed wants to be thought of as reacting to the stock market or to politics.
Do you think then that if you're under the age of 63, you should absolutely be putting money into index funds?
I think you should stick to your plan. I don't think I've been around a long, long time doing this. I've never called a bottom or a top.
I know, but you
don't
have
think
to call
you can
the
pick
bottom.
It. If your plan is, I'm in my company 401k, and out of every paycheck they take $182, $397, whatever it is, and it goes into the S&P 500 index fund, I do not think you should break the chain, because you'll never know if it was the bottom. So yes, keep having that money go into your plan. If you're contributing to an IRA, I always say, don't just save up and plop it in there at one point. Put it in every month. That's called, this is a big term, dollar cost averaging.
Sure.
If you're investing, you stick to the plan. But if you're in a position where a big loss, a 20%, a 25%, or as I said, I've seen 45, 50% losses, they come back. But if you're going to be the one that panics, you know what makes market bottoms, John, is when the last people panic. Oh my gosh, if it goes down even 2% more, I won't even be able to make the mortgage payment. I won't be able to pay the property taxes. If you're already in that kind of vulnerable position, we're down about 5-6% from the highs. This is, if you're going to need cash, really, this is the moment to think, I don't want to be selling when if and when it goes down 25-35%.
Terry, last question from one of our listeners. Is the Dow at 44,000 still on the table?
I wanted to get a chance to call Dr. Bob. I think Dr. Bob would tell you, again, I don't want to put words in anyone else's mouth, that it is. Dr. Bob might be challenged by the timing of his call, but I believe that eventually he will be right. This is not the end of America, but this is real money. It's your, let me leave you with this thought. It's not all over. It was not all over when the Dow went down during the pandemic to 15,000. Think about it. I think the low was just somewhat between 15 and 16,000 on the Dow in the 2020 crisis collapse, when the economy ground to a halt and America was going to stop and that was going to be the end of the world. It went down. That would have been a mistake to sell into a panic. The thing you need to know is, what's my situation? How well will I sleep at night? And if it's going to go down further, which it equally could, or as well as rebound, how much chicken money do I have on the side in my money market account or my CDs? You'll earn a little less because rates are coming down now, but at least you won't lose any of that money. That gives you the courage to stick with your long-term investment plan, whether it's a portion of your money that you know you want to invest it, even when you're older, because stocks offset inflation, or when you're younger, when you say, heck, I'm not thinking about this for 12 more years, 22 more years. Let me keep investing in America. There's no good alternative.
Let's talk on Wednesday, and we'll listen for you otherwise throughout the week, Terry.
Thanks, John.